tomorrow's news today.
Well, it's my mother's birthday today, and I was supposed to go over to her house and have dinner with her, but I told him to wait a few hours because I had to come in. Chase Geiser does a great job. He was going to be hosting, but he can't not be here during something this important, and Chase is coming up later. But for now, you got me. It is Sunday, August 4th, 2024. We are live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Tommy Robinson being blamed by the UK Prime Minister for riots all over the UK after Islamists and others murder, rape, and kill and pillage with total abandon. He's joining us live, exclusively. The British Second Civil War, it appears, in the last 200 and something years, since Lord Cromwell, Lord High Commander, it appears has begun. Tommy's tried to stop it, so have we. Islamists are just running around attacking any white people they can find, and the media is covering it up. Because of Elon Musk, you're able to see it. Google, Facebook, all of them won't let you see it. BBC, CNN, but on X, at Real Alex Jones, oh my goodness, I probably posted 50 videos today. It is crazy. On top of that, we've got U.S. and Israel bracing for imminent Iranian attack tomorrow morning. Multiple aircraft carriers and flotillas of ships are ready to go to war with Iran. Iran has giant sleeper cells inside the United States. The UN, I mean, normally one of these stories would be just a giant. The UN now, in a video, when they're meeting about their pandemic plans, is openly talking about NATO invading the U.S. and UN troops force injecting you. It's coming up. You can't make this up. It's just all out in the open now. Then we've got the feds saying Friday they believe a cyber attack is going to happen that won't shut down voting, but will shut down the 32 states that have voter ID where they check that you're in the voter roll when you vote, like Texas or Oklahoma or Florida or Idaho or Utah. And they're saying the hackers are going to attack the voter database computers so they'll be able to verify who's a citizen, who's not. I mean, only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. We've got that. And then stuff like this. It happened Friday. It's gotten almost zero coverage. Berkshire Hathaway, that is the largest owner of BlackRock and Bank of America, so that's the tip of the pyramid, dumped 55.8% of its Apple stock Friday, the number one chip in the world, the number one blue chip stock. Leading the Dow Jones and leading the NASDAQ, dumped over half his stock in one day. Baby, you know what that means. Lordy, lordy. Buckle up, buckaroo, because it's on like Donkey Kong. Look at this. It's on Zero Hedge. It's on Infowars.com. The clip's coming up. Peter Hotez, the mini-me of Fauci, calls for police deployment against anti-vaxxers. It's worse than that. UN and NATO troops to take over the media, lock down, martial law, and force inject you under the UN treaty. What? I came in yesterday and shot a report on the fact that their global pandemic treaty failed. They're having countries implement it regardless. And it talks about lockdowns, force injections, arresting people that speak out against it. You're like, well, that's New Zealand. No, it's a beta test. It's in the official UN meeting. We have the video. It's coming up. I mean, that alone would just be bombshell. Bombshell upon bombshell upon bombshell. I mean, this is crazy town. Then you've got Kamala refusing to debate Trump, and you tune into mainstream media, the corporate media, the enemy of the people, and they say Trump's refusing to debate. You'll want to tune into Tommy Robinson coming up in about 27 minutes. Exactly 27 minutes, 33 after. And so much more. This is tomorrow's news today, and you've got the real power. Take the links from Real Alex Jones on X, share them now. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD.
Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone.
So the UK is in an anti-UK, anti-Christian civil war. Everywhere the Muslims move, in every case, they act real friendly until their numbers get to 10-20%, then they attack. Then they drive you out of the towns and cities, they take full control of them, and then they keep expanding until your country falls to them, whether you're Constantinople 600 years ago, or whether you are, you know, Spain 1,000 years ago, and it took the Spanish 500, 600 years to kick the Muslims out. And so if you look at a map of the world where Islam's in control, they don't let you have your own religion. They don't let you have any freedom. They totally control you except in a few little pockets. So that's where the UK is right now. And Tommy Robinson is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then we've got Iran, after the leader of Hamas was killed, saying they're getting ready to attack Israel imminently and all these aircraft carriers and U.S. ships over there. Well, if you're going to go blow the Muslims up, which I don't think they should do, let them live in their own countries in peace, just don't let them come here and take everything over, you might not want to bring millions of them into your country at the same time. So we've got all that. U.S. and Israel bracing for imminent Iran attack report. U.K. joins U.S. in deploying military forces to Middle East after Israeli escalation. Elon Musk speculates civil war inevitable as violence sweeps UK. Israel assassination spree has united Hezbollah's hands for broader and deeper strikes on Iran. That's just some of the news that we've got on those fronts. Then we've got our wide open borders and Kamala Harris refusing to debate. And the media spinning it that Trump's scared because he wants her on Fox. It goes on and on. But then we've got this clip. We're going to play it. And that's Peter Hotez, the official globalist spokesperson with Fauci, in a UN online meeting, saying we want to use UN troops in NATO to make people take the shots and have lockdowns. And the same thing is being said in the UK. I have the articles right here. They are saying, we are going to lock everything down like we did in COVID to stop the violence when they brought in a totally incompatible group of people with 80% of these Muslim invaders on welfare and not even having jobs and running around their nightgowns all day, pissed off saying, we want Sharia law. Well, then why the hell did you come to a Western country? And Elon Musk is dead on. This will create inevitable civil war. The only question is, has it officially started? So there's a lot of things the globalists are going to use for full control. But coming up, Homeland Security says, oh, people are going to hit the elections. But don't worry, the elections will work, but it's going to shut down the voter ID systems that 32 states have, and so you won't be able to prove if somebody's a citizen or not when they vote. That's the perfect thing you do since these states have put in these controls. And then we've got the UN World Treaty on the environment and on the response to COVID, their pandemic treaty, and they're unable to ram it through. So instead, they just have countries implement it. And I read what New Zealand is putting in. You say, well, that's New Zealand. No, this affects us all. And it's literally arresting anybody that criticizes lockdowns, forced injections, quarantine centers that are the smokescreen for locking people up and re-education. And Maduro in Venezuela is saying he's going to lock up all of his opposition in the prisons and, quote, re-educate them. So we're at the end of a giant global financial bubble. 50%+ of Apple stock just got dumped Friday, almost no news coverage. The top stock in the world, half of it just got dumped by the main owner. Half of Warren Buffett's stock. Hundreds of billions of dollars. And it's just a tiny little blip on the radar screen. We are in the time of incredible change. Lenin was an evil person, but he was smart. And he famously said, there are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. And that's where we are right now. That's what I keep telling you. With 92 days left of the election, and then the 79 days after that till Trump's inaugurated. What's that, 180 days? We'll put it on screen. We have countdowns for how long to the election and how long to the inauguration. I keep telling everybody, my spider sense is it's 92 days of the election, 7 hours, 47 minutes, 54 seconds. And how many days to the inauguration? 168. Wow, time's flying. So what I'm telling you is we're in the most important point of change in modern history, probably in human history on this planet. We don't know. But definitely in the last few hundred years, it's so dangerous. It's so insane. And I see people going about their business, going to play tennis and golf and going to the movies and going to dinner. Hey, great. Enjoy yourselves. But the Titanic is about to tump over and break in two and sink. And by the time the public figures out how much trouble they're in with the jobless numbers pouring out and the inflation spiraling out of control, what is the public going to do when they finally figure all this out? Well, England's a few years ahead of us. So is Scotland, so is Ireland. They're rioting. They're tired of being raped and murdered and killed. 10-20 to 1 Islamic crime compared to anybody. Because the Muslims know. And then all the, you know, the average woman has like 8 kids. Their sons all get on welfare. And they just walk around all arrogant with a bunch of subservient Brits, not knowing that the British have a long fuse. But once you burn it down, it's a big explosion. And the globalists think they're going to get all this power and control out of stirring this up. And people that are out there rioting or walking into a trap. And, you know, I don't agree with what they're doing. But the point is, this is where we are. This is the angrier world that Klaus Schwab has set up for everybody. So, here is a UN meeting with the discredited joke Peter Hotez, basically the Robin to Batman, you know, Fauci's Batman, he's Robin, that runs around and says, all the shots work, 100%, they're so good for you, we should make everybody take them. Well, now because people aren't taking them, he's upset. And here's the New Zealand pandemic plan that openly says forced injections, lock everybody up. I did a report on it yesterday on X. It's on Infowars.com. You can read the subsections of it. This is what they want for the whole world. This is what they're planning. It's what the U.S. government's planning. Hell, the White House helped write this. And so that's where we are right now. Breaking. WEF openly announces plan for quarantines and forced injections. And then this video that Hotez removed off his YouTube channel 2 days ago has been reposted to X because, oh, we weren't supposed to be watching him when he's in a UN meeting. And he's saying, I told Biden We need to use NATO and the UN and the military. And you say, well, that's just Hotez. I have Dr. Ryan in my report I filed yesterday, the head of the UN Global Crisis Response, saying we need totalitarian powers to lock people up and do whatever we want. And they're gearing up the bird flu, and they've got their new mRNA shot ready. It's all happening right now. So they're going to try to use financial collapse, cyber attacks, terror attacks, wars, economic crises, assassination of Trump 2.0. It's all on the table. The global bubble is coming to an end. Their system's coming to an end. They need to get their world government, cashless society in place. They want to use Orthodox Islam that they brought in as the pretext to create civil war and lock us all down. They tried Black Lives Matter, but black folks aren't buying it. So they're going with the four horsemen of the Islamists. Now, the full video, I think we didn't post it. We're going to post it to X right now. Have Jamie do that, the full three-minute clip. We'll play just part of it. Here is Peter Hotez talking with the different UN operatives about their plan for everybody. Here it is.
Because this is now first and foremost a political problem. And what I've said to the Biden administration is the health sector can't solve this on its own. We're going to have to bring in Homeland Security, Commerce Department, Justice Department, to help us understand how to do this. And I've said the same with, I met with Dr. Tedros last month in Geneva, WHO, the Director General, to say, I don't know that the World Health Organization can solve this on our own. We need the other United Nations agencies, NATO. This is a security problem because it's no longer a theoretical construct or some arcane academic exercise. 200,000 Americans died because of anti-vaccine aggression, anti-science aggression. And so this is now a lethal force that, and now I feel as a pediatric vaccine scientist, it's just as important for me to make new vaccines to save lives. The other side of saving lives is countering this anti-vaccine aggression.
Counter the anti-vaccine aggression, saying we own our bodies and your shots don't work and kill people, with NATO and the UN. I mean, can this get any more naked? Can this get any more out in the open? Look at this headline. And when you read the cybersecurity document that's right here, a press release by the federal agency that does all of this, the nation's cyber defense agency and national coordinator for the infrastructure security, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, leads the national effort to understand, manage, and reduce the risk of digital and physical infrastructure Americans rely on every day. And what do they say? There's going to be giant attacks, but they won't, denial of service attacks, but they won't take down the voting. They're going to take down the databases and the voter lookup tools so we can see if somebody's a citizen and can vote legally. So they're telling you what they're going to do. Starting to figure this out. Here's the report on InfoWars.com. Jamie White wrote with the video report I did yesterday on this. You should go watch if you want to stop this. Just send it to every member of Congress. Deep state planning to undermine 2024 election integrity under cover of pre-planned cyber attack. And it turns out the CrowdStrike thing was all just a big beta test for this. As I said, it was coming, and then when it happened, I said it looked like it was. So all I can say is, wow. What a time to be alive. And we've got other insanity. Pelosi says Joe Biden should be added to Mount Rushmore. We've got Kamala Harris refusing to debate Trump, and they run headlines, he's refusing to debate. He's publicly said, I'll debate you. It's just next level insanity by these people. You've got the Olympics with all the pedophilia and Satanism and people swimming in the river that's full of feces. And it just gets more and more insane of the rotten brains of the globalists and the people running things. Meanwhile, Maduro's announced re-education camps for his political opposition. The exit polls show between 60 and 65% voted for Gonzalez. He now says Elon Musk, with no proof, is leading a coup against Maduro because he doesn't like communist dictators. And it just gets crazier and crazier from then. I was talking to Chase right before we went live. I know I give a lot of orders. I don't say a lot of stuff. But he was going through Joe Rogan's new special. And Joe Rogan came out and said he doesn't believe anything the New World Order says anymore. He basically believes what Alex Jones says. He made a joke about Michelle Obama's pee-pee. But then he found a clip where Joe was talking about me last night in the big live special. Because I had to have time to watch it. I didn't watch it when it came out. I guess it came out Friday. I told him to give that to you. I don't know if people remembered that or if that happened. But let's, in the time we have left in this segment, I did want that clip. So we could have that. That'd be great. But regardless, we don't. I'll cover it later in the broadcast. We have Tommy Robinson. We have Tommy Robinson coming up. But more important than Joe's clip about me is the short clip I posted on X where he says, since they lied about COVID, I don't believe anything they say. And that's what Joe told me a year ago and 6 months ago at dinner. Is he was just like, no, you're right about all this stuff, and I'm done, and I'm going to go after him. And I told people that. And now you're seeing Joe at that point. And the reason that's important is he's a bellwether for the general public. And if we keep believing a system that we know's out to get us, we basically deserve what we get. Now, before I play this clip of Joe, we'll try to grab the other one, too. It's a little it's viral everywhere. Liz Churchill put it out first, so I retweeted. It's only like a minute long. It's him talking about, I don't believe anything anymore. And I meant to give it to the crew. Maybe I did, but I didn't see it on my list. But the point is that I can't do this without you. And we really are the influential tip of the spear, other than Trump and Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan. I mean, it's literally Trump, Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson. That's the big five. And they know 9 times out of 10, I'm the one on the phone, not bragging, this is true. Joe said this, talk every day, sending stuff to Carlson. He gets his own stuff. You know, they don't mean me. Joe sends me a lot of stuff too. Sending stuff to Trump, sending stuff to everybody. That's what half of my work is not even on air. It's behind the scenes telling people what's coming next. And they listen now. That's an important broadcast. So the enemy 7 weeks ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. We went through hell to stay on air. We're barely hanging on. Don't take any broadcast for granted. Share the articles, share the videos, share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show, band.video. And go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's great company with amazing nano silver products and supplements and next level foundational energy. They're just amazing. We go out and find what is the best stuff with the highest ratings. We make it better or we private label it. Most of the stuff we even make it better. We go to the manufacturer, say, you're already top rated. Can you make it better? They go, yeah, our turmeric's 75%. Nobody does that. How could you go? Well, we'll go back with you 2 weeks later. 95. Make it 95%. So colloidal silver, all of it, the very best. drjonesnaturals.com. I can't fight this war without you. And then InfoWarsStore.com. We're sold out of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, turns out the manufacturer that makes this for us has it in supply. They just private label under the name InfoWarsMD and drop ship it from their facility. And Nitric Boost is sold out. Turns out InfoWarsMD company that makes our stuff made that. Let us make their own top seller. Boom. Our version sold out. It's a different label. Under InfoWarsMD, it's called Turmeric 95. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get InfoWarsMD and get a Trump fight bulletproof shirt. Get a water filtration system, the highest rate, the lowest price you're going to find out there. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are fighting a war, and it takes money to win the war. So I come up with the best products to sell you so you get a great response and want it again. So if I had a restaurant, I'd want it to be really good, delicious, healthy food so you'd come back over and over again. Well, that's what we got. And even if it was just a straight donation, see it as a donation going to InfoWarsStore.com or drjonesnaturals.com. But you get a product in the mail that's great because we want you to do it again and again and again. It's symbiotic. We want a relationship with you, but I cannot take on the New World Order without you. So make the decision, and I want to thank those that have and ask those that haven't. Hey, okay, it's your choice. I'm mad at you. Why have you not gone to drjonesnaturals.com? Why have you not gone to InfoWarsStore.com? Why? Have you any idea what Nitric Boost will do in your life? Especially if you're a man, you'll let us right away. We don't sell it as that, but it, you know, it has that effect. Let me tell you. My wife can tell when I don't take it. She's like, you know, she's already satisfied, but she's like, we're adults here. I mean, you know. She's like, oh, I haven't taken your Nitric Boost this week, have you? I'm like, well, you know, it's, you know. I mean, hard as a rock when I take it, folks. You know, I'm 50, not as I'm not. That's how good it works. And imagine what it does to your cardiovascular system if it's doing that for your Johnson. I'm an adult here. I'm just telling you the truth. It works. It's real. Go get it. InfoWarsStore.com. It's not sold for that. That's just the side effect. But it does what Viagra does in an unhealthy way, healthily. That's the same mechanisms, but healthily. All right. InfoWarsStore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. Get it now. Here's the Joe Rogan clip.
That's probably an agent provocateur sent in to discredit your organization with ridiculous behavior. Look.
Hey,
Alex Jones taught me about this shit 20 years ago. Listen. Listen, he's right about a lot of things.
He was wrong about that one thing, though.
But he's right. He's right.
That one thing was a big one.
But he's right.
That one thing was huge.
But he's often correct.
Yeah, there's a longer clip. We'll play later on the show. We'll play tomorrow. But that's not the one I even wanted. I thought I sent this. It's the clip where he talks about Michelle Obama. Do we have that? It's everywhere. You go to X, type in. You have it. We have it. Roll it. Here it is.
Time. The country's almost back to normal before World War III. COVID was just so strange. We lost a lot of people during COVID, and most of them are still alive. Yeah, right? Right? Before COVID, I would have told you that vaccines are the most important invention in human history. After COVID, I'm like, I don't think we went to the moon. I think Michelle Obama's got a dick. I think Pizzagate is real. I think there's direct energy weapons and I'm just kidding. I don't think.
We'll put a bleep version off of the radio stations because we have to delay that on air. It just butchers the living hell out of it. But in post, we'll put that out. Notice Democrats can cuss all over TV. They don't get fines or in trouble. We are conservatives or populists. We still follow all the FCC rules because I'm on over 300 radio stations. All right, so we're going to go to break. Tommy Robinson is connected. He's going to be on with us from Cyprus. They've doxed him. They're coming after him. The prime minister says they're going to arrest him. All for calling for peace and all for exposing the globalist Islamic invasion of Europe. Tommy Robinson is coming up right now. And then in the second, third, and fourth hour, all the other news, all the other clips, all the other details, your calls, so much more tonight. Chase Geyser is coming in. And then at 8 a.m. tomorrow, Harris has just been on fire. We'll play some clips of him coming up, explaining what's happening in the U.K. We're going to wake up in the morning. Hell, it's 10 hours ahead anyways, 9 hours ahead. Looks like we'll probably, you know, have an expanded war with Israel and Iran by the morning. Hope that's not the case. We've got all that. And then I come on 11 a.m. Central, and then Owen Schroyer does a superlative job. 3 p.m. Central with the War Room at InfoWars.com/show. But the globalists are in trouble. They're planning major crises. We're going to be here chronicling it, trying to stop it together. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones, and thanks for supporting our sponsors at DrJonesNaturals.com. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that. Right. So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right. So this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions
gold.
Of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Important guest to set the record straight than Tommy Robinson, who I've known for more than 15 years, or right around 15, since he began to expose Muslim Islamic grooming gangs in the UK that he saw in a little town he lived in England. The man's been put in solitary confinement for years. He's been tortured. He's an incredible patriot. He has amazing courage. Now, he's been having big rallies for years in the UK, all peaceful. He always calls for peace. And for 7 weeks, he planned Unite the Kingdom rally that happened on July 27th. It was peaceful, except the police came and arrested him for terrorism, for having the people simply stand and promote liberty and say that they don't want wide open borders. Now, remember, Constantinople fell 600 years ago to the Islamists. Europe's been attacked for 1,000 years. Spain was conquered for 500 years. They had to have the La Reconquista by El Cid. And, of course, we've seen all the trouble happening in expanding the Middle East. I don't want to be enemies with the Muslims, but if you look at a map of Islam around the world, every country they end up taking over, they end up kicking everybody else out, like Christian Lebanon. Let them all in the 70s, and now the Christians have been pushed out and get hunted down and killed in the streets. It's just a fact that Orthodox Islam, dominant Islam, wants to take over and believes it's its mandate to do so. So the prime minister has come out and said he's going to try to arrest Tommy. Tommy already had a family vacation to Cyprus planned. They're calling him a coward, saying he ran. No, they arrested him for terrorism. He's already set to go the next day on a well-deserved holiday with his family. So I want to roll a clip from the prime minister today directly calling out Tommy, because that's what the newspapers are all saying, is, oh, Tommy ordered thugs to attack, and then he left the country. Talked to Wall Street Journal, said, I stood back at a distance on January 6th and commanded people to go in the building until the video came out. I said, don't go in the building. So Tommy was on the show Friday saying, it's about to blow up. Don't be violent. You're walking into a trap. That interview's got like 5 million views on X. Thank God for X, or none of this would even be known because the corporate media can lie. But I'm going to go to Tommy here in a moment. I want to just set this up. Here's the prime minister just hours ago.
Individuals will be held on remand. Charges will follow. And convictions will follow. I guarantee you will regret taking part in this disorder, whether directly or those whipping up this action online and then running away themselves. This is not protest. It is organised, violent thuggery. And it has no place on our streets or online.
That's why the Islamic crime against the general public in the UK is at least 10 to 1. Now, they import this. They bring this in. They house them in hotels, all of it. Just 2 days ago, the prime minister enraged everybody on purpose, as Tommy has said, by coming out and not caring about the three little girls that got stabbed to death by another one of these illegal aliens or illegal aliens kid. And the public's pissed. They're tired of being attacked. So, Tommy, you've got the floor here. We'll be rolling B-roll of what's been happening here, obviously, but wow, you are now the scapegoat yet again for simply standing up and saying we need to peacefully take our country back. Tommy.
Alex, on the 27th of July, we mobilised 100,000 patriots, the largest gathering of patriots Britain has ever seen. That must have put the fear of God into them. It must have terrified them. So then we had the incident where the three young girls were brutally murdered and many others stabbed and are still fighting for their life. There was then a demonstration that evening. Now, that evening had nothing to do with me. It was locals on an estate who come out angry and clashed with the police. Now, that evening, the government and the police put out claiming it was the English Defence League. Now, Alex, I led the English Defence League. I founded it. It has not existed for a decade. So very early on, they were building up the fall guy. Then, all over the news, our lead politicians are talking about proscribing an organisation that doesn't even exist as a terrorist organisation. Yeah. So every single bit of disorder that has gone on in the last 3, 4, 5 days, there's another hotel on fire now as we speak in a town called Tamworth. So these disorders are breaking up in towns and cities across the UK. They're organised by people in those towns and cities. And these people are angry and they're fighting, yeah? And they're fighting the authorities. Now, it's not the English Defence League. Why have they blamed the English Defence League? Because they want to create this bogeyman rather than say the British public are pissed. They're pissed in every town and city. They're angry up and down this country for failures to listen to them. And then when they try to have a voice, when they actually take to the street peacefully, as we did on the 27th of July, they still attack you with the media as far right, as extremists. But our momentum as a cultural movement that we were building, Alex, we started on the 1st of June with 30,000. We then went to the 27th of July with 100,000. Our momentum on social media, which is what this is about. If you listen to Keir Starmer's address to the nation there, he doesn't talk about locking up the people who have committed criminality. He's coming for all of you. That's what he says, okay? And he implies, I believe, and many others believe, he's talking to me. And we're going to get locked up as well, okay? So they've tried, all the media are saying that I've stoked, even though I'm very grateful that we have X, because you see, if we didn't have X, I put out a video this morning, it's a three-minute video addressing the government that this is not my fault. It's actually your fault. You're the one who'd opened the borders. Last week, a British pensioner, female, was beaten to death by two Somali migrants. You invited them into the country, not me. In the city of Hull, where they're currently rioting, okay, in the city of Hull, where they rioted outside a migrant hotel, A migrant left that hotel, an asylum seeker, and stabbed a British pensioner to death while screaming it was for Palestine. In all the other cities where there's trouble today, Rotherham, local 12-year-old girls have been followed, harassed, sexually assaulted. In Yarmouth, they've left the hotels. These are the migrants being put into your community. They've left the hotel. They've raped women. In Oxford, they've raped women. Up and down our country, English women are being raped. Our daughters are no longer free to walk the streets. And when people come out on the streets, when they come out on the streets with Black Lives Matter, all the politicians and all the news said, we need to understand why they're angry. Well, there's no understanding on why the English are angry. What they've done is come out, declare war on the public and say, get back in your box, shut your mouth. You're all far right. You're all racist. You're all extremist. And we're going to crush you. That's the message from Keir Starmer. Now, Keir Starmer's message today, I've put out videos, Alex. You can see the videos. There's no videos of Muslims getting beaten on the floor with sticks or bats. The videos are all of white English people being physically battered with weapons. There's videos of Muslims walking down the streets with swords, axes, baseball bats in front of the police. No arrest made. There's not one single bit of footage of the police hitting Muslims with their batons. All the footage is of the police setting dogs and attacking English people while Muslims have been given the free rein for the last 2 days up and down our country to charge through the streets and beat up any non-Muslims they find. And what does Keir Starmer address in his message? He doesn't say we're going to come down hard on the Muslim rioters and the non-Muslim rioters. He just addresses he's coming down hard on the British public who are angry and who are engaging in acts of criminality. He then goes on to say to the Muslim community, as he did in the first one, we will protect you. We will protect your mosques. Well, I'm sorry, you haven't protected our daughters. So I am not guilty of inciting hatred or inciting violence by merely pointing in ears. You failed, not us. You have failed. In the town of Rotherham today, where there were riots against the migrant hotel, in that town, 1,400 English girls were raped. 1,400, some were murdered. Okay? The government never come out, made videos like this, and said, we're going to clamp down, we're going to crush them, and never addressed English mothers. We will protect you, we will save you. The reason people are angry on the street is because they don't feel protected. They feel in fear. They're scared for their daughters. And the whole time, they're gaslit by the public, by the media and by the politicians. Somehow, they're painting me up. I know what they're doing, so I can foresee what this is about. What this is about, we had a massive rally, 100,000 people. We have built momentum like never seen before. The entire world was watching London on the 27th of July. We have the ability to inspire a cultural revolution, not just in Britain, but across the entire West when they watch our momentum of what we're building. That terrifies them. So what do they have to do? They have to get rid of me. I played a film. It's now on 30 million views, Alex, on X. It's my pinned tweet, at T. Robinson New Era. Watch that film. That film destroys the credibility of the judiciary, the weaponization of the judiciary. They use the courts as weapons against dissident voices across the West. That film destroys them. They are building me up as the face of violence, even though every video I've made, they've had 2 million, 3 million, 4 million views. Each time I've talked to protesters going out on the streets, I've appealed for calm, said that please don't commit violence. Do not attack individual police officers. Because even though the police are oppressing us, we in Britain have been oppressed for decades by our own police force. They treat us totally different to how they treat the Muslim community, and the whole country and the whole world now know it. Yeah. So their option is to build me up as the face of it. All the riots are going on, all the troubles going on, and then they want me to be the fool guy. All I've done is act as a journalist and as a responsible journalist. I investigate everything I put out. I appealed for calm in all these demonstrations. And the last two events I've held, Alex, have had over 130,000 people involved and no arrests, no violence, no trouble, because we planned them, okay? What is chaos in every town and city? And what Keir Starmer has done is pour petrol on the fire. They're talking about me stoking up. They're saying I'm stoking up. All I'm sharing is what's happening in each town and city and explaining why the British public are angry and giving them reason why they're doing it and talking about it whilst condemning the violence at the same time. Now, what Keir Starmer's done and what the government's policy is failed to listen. They could have come out and said, like they've done with Black Lives Matter, okay? They could have come out and said, we fully understand your fears. We understand your anger. We need to work together as a country to solve this. They didn't. They come out, they arrested nans, they arrested mums, they beat and threw English women on the floor. They tried to crush anyone standing up to talk about fears for their children. That was their, that's what they've done. And they labelled every single person involved in any of these protests as far right. I saw interviews with people today saying, if you're calling us far right hooligans, we'll become far right hooligans. I have not orchestrated. It's none of these demonstrations are my fault. They're the government's fault. It's Keir Starmer's fault. He should resign. He is going to be a dictator. And he's not even got the mandate. He was elected with 9 million votes. 18% of the vote he's got. 18% of the British population voted for him, and he wants to come down and crush them, oppress them, label them, smear them, attack them.
And Tommy.
And look.
Let me just walk this with you. This is very important. He announces, you know, we played it Friday, 2 days ago. He said, we're going to use draconian anti-terror laws, and we're going to surveil everybody and face scan everybody and lock everybody down. And said, Muslims will protect you when no one had even rioted yet. Literally just trying to stir people up. And you've said that on your X account, that you believe he's stirring people up. Will you explain why you think he's doing that and what their end game is and what you expect to happen next? Because you predicted last week this was going to happen. You told people not to get violent, but this is locals that are sick and tired of it. It has nothing to do with you. You have big organized demonstrations that are totally legal and totally lawful.
They're going to use it as an excuse to absolutely crush me. It's like, Alex, if you saw the anti-Semitism rally I was reporting on in London, when I was unlawfully arrested. And I was arrested and I was pepper sprayed from point blank range. This was in November. It was November 26th, yeah? They attacked me and then they banned me from entering my capital city for 6 months. They'd done that because I was the one person that they saw that could galvanise the British public behind them to oppose the pro-Hamas rallies. They banned me for 6 months. They didn't just ban me. They used again their cause to prosecute me unlawfully. Everything they'd done was proven unlawful. The arrest was unlawful. The pepper spraying was unlawful. The bail conditions that banned me from my entire capital city were unlawful. We're at the next stage of them tactics. They're sitting now thinking, and this is proven by them digging up a dead organisation called the English Defence League, which hasn't protested, had meetings, had a membership for over a decade, Alex. And all of a sudden, every news article, every politician and every protester is called English Defence League. And they're taught to prescribe it as a terrorist organisation. I know I'm paranoid, but just because you're paranoid don't mean they ain't all out to get you. And they are all out to get us. Yeah. So they're building up the English Defence League.
Yeah, well, they're now kicking down doors of women they claim were at protest and dragging them out of the house. This is footage right here.
They haven't kicked down the doors. They haven't kicked down the doors of the Romanians who were rioting in Harefield. All of this, they don't even want to talk about where this anger comes from. They don't even want to address the driving forces that's bringing people out on the streets. They don't want to, because if they do, they're all their failures. Every point of it, the way they've policed us, the way they let the Muslims off with any crimes, the way they've allowed a generation of our daughters to be raped, the way the borders are still open, the way we can't afford, people can't afford heating, the way people can't get dentist appointments, they're pulling their own teeth out. And who's put to the front of the queue for every single one of those issues? The Muslim migrants that are being imported, that are entering our country illegally, that they know nothing about. Alex, let me give you one example, yeah? One example, and I could give you an example like this for every town and city. There was a Muslim who came to the UK. He went to the city of Bournemouth. He said he was 15 years old when he got here. This is what they all do. They're taking up the places of vulnerable British children who need housing. So they say they're children. He gets put in a house. He goes to school. Now, when he's 20, so 5 years later, he stabs a Royal Marine soldier through the heart in the town centre. When he does that, they then find out he's not 20 years old. He's 26 years old, which means when he comes to the school and was put into school with children, he wasn't 15. He was 21. They're endangering our daughters. Then do you know what else they found out? On his way to the UK, he shot two people dead with an AK-47 in Serbia. They put a killer who murdered two people with an AK-47, who's an adult man in a school with our daughters. And this is happening up and down our whole country. And as soon as you try and talk about it, you're a far right racist.
Well, I was about to say, this little hotel in this little town has literally Islamic men from the third world harassing women, grooming, grabbing people. That has nothing to do with you. Those are people pissed off.
Every hotel.
Just like you 15 years ago when you saw the grooming gangs next to your business and started speaking out then and got attacked. They're on the same path you were on because they're under the same attack.
Every hotel in every city, Alex. Now, there were riots in Liverpool 5-6 months ago. Nothing to do with me because the Muslims in the hotel had harassed young schoolgirls. It had been filmed on camera and all the local men went up there, rioted. They all got put in jail. They blamed it on the far right, the imaginary far right again, because they want to blame a bogey group rather than accept it's the British public. What you're witnessing now in hotels and trouble across every city in our country is the British public. It's the average British man. It's not ideologically, they're not ideologically driven. They're just hardworking family men whose daughters aren't safe, whose wives are being harassed, who are sending a message to the establishment, but the establishment won't listen. They won't talk.
And by the way,
they won't even accept.
And by the way, it's all over Europe. They admit something like 80% of the crime, the rape in Germany and in Sweden is the Islamics. I mean, this is what they do. And it's a bunch of military-aged men arriving daily in boats and coming across the borders. It's just absolutely insane. So in the time we have left, you called it this week. You said, I want peace. This is going to blow up. Now they're trying to blame you. What do you predict next? Because it looks like everything this prime minister is doing is trying to stir people up to create an open civil war so they can bring in martial law. Do you agree with that?
I do. They've gave the Muslims free run of the towns for 2 or 3 days. Now, you see the videos that are being shared on X in a minute of English people being beaten with baseball bats, poles, hammers, yeah, on the floor. If there was no X, no one would even see these. The media have not run them. No one else has reported them. They're banned from all other social media platforms. Literally, go and search my name on TikTok. No results come up. Go and search it on Instagram. No results. They have total control of all other big tech social media.
And for those that don't know, you posted dozens today. I posted dozens. There are so many videos of men with axes, hammers, knives, stabbing, attacking any white person as attacked, pulling white people out of their cars. And then the national media shows one group of whites pulling a Muslim out of a car. And I think that's wrong to randomly attack a Muslim. But the point is it the attack? The Muslims know they've been given free reign. What do you think the end game is here?
The end game is total anarchy, and the end game is to lock up everyone who's opposed to mass immigration. So the end game, the jihadists aren't the target. We are. The jihadists are not the target, okay? All of the criminals come in, all those men running around with knives, you saw all the weapons. There's been no arrests. No arrests. Our prime minister's not letting the rest of our country know, don't worry, we're going to get them. Yeah, he's telling them, don't worry, they're going to get us. But talking about it, even the ones who aren't acting violently.
And let's be clear, you posted videos today where it'll show 500 or so Islamic men, they're all in black, with hatchets and knives and axes and hammers and poles and baseball bats rushing down to attack peaceful British protesters. And the police just stand there and watch, and then later attack women with police dogs that are British.
That's basically, but the whole country's watching now. This is why Elon Musk will be such a target. I believe the objective of our current government, I saw on Sky News earlier, they said on Sky News, all of this has stemmed from when Tommy Robinson was allowed back on X. It's like, what? All of this build-up, and I've seen it before. In fact, in the film that I've made, which is called Silence, pinned on my X account, we show there. They fabricated an entire event, and the purpose of it was to get me removed off of YouTube, and they were successful. They are going to build up so much pressure to put on Elon Musk to make claims of inciting violence, which is nonsense, or misinformation, which is nonsense, but they're going to put so much pressure using their weaponized media in an attack. Now, you see, even, Alex, I'm away now with my children, okay? I live under death threat. I've got 3 children with me. I'm away, and I've been here 2 days. And now they've run a big newspaper article, the Daily Mail have. They've used their X account to dox exactly where I am located. It's gone out 4 or 5 hours ago. So exactly where I am located with my children, they say in the article I'm with my children. Muslims have already put videos up now online saying people need to go and get him in Cyprus. We know where he is because they don't ever know where I am because I don't live in the same.
And people don't know what this is like. This has happened to me. Like when I went, when my wife's dad, he's dead now, had a heart attack a year and a half ago in Omaha, and they put on the front page of the paper and all the TV channels where I was, and people came there to attack me. And that's nothing compared to you. These are Islamists. They are literally trying to kill you.
They do it intentionally. So this is intentional by the Daily Mail to endanger the lives of my family. And that's what they've done. So and all of this is coming. So the English Defence League, reborn from the dead, the newspapers, Tommy Robinson's Stokes riots from Cyprus, all of this together is a total attack because on the 27th of July, we conducted ourselves impeccably with 100,000 men. We put the fear of God into the establishment, a movement like they'd never witnessed, a proud, patriotic, country-loving, freedom-loving, Christian-loving movement has been born in the UK. And that has put the fear of God in them. So they have been since that date, on a full-on attack, an onslaught. And if I didn't have an X account to be able to make videos, if you wasn't around anymore, Alex, remember, we were in the shadows, bro. We were both in the shadows. And we were hidden. Anyone, all of us, we were censored, deplatformed, deleted. They had total control for 5 years. They could tell everyone. All the headlines they're running now, Tommy Robinson incites violence, Tommy Robinson organises violent protests. The public would believe that. But I've now got an account where I can make videos and reach millions in days so the public see their lies. So at the minute, go on the Daily Mail article today and read the comments. Every single one of them is against the Daily Mail and for us.
That's right, Tommy.
Don't care, stop.
Tommy, it's late at night. You're so gracious at 10 o'clock at night in Cyprus to come on with us. We're going to do a two-minute break. I'm going to come right back with 5 more minutes for you then to move on to what you believe is going to happen next because you've been dead on. But people should follow you right now on X at Tommy Robinson New Era. They should see your film. This is amazing. You're so gracious to be here with us right now. We're going to go to break and come back and start the next hour in T-minus 2 minutes. And hopefully you can join me again tomorrow. And hopefully you move out of that hotel tomorrow morning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.